Artists and Admirers by Alexander Ostrovsky, with Natasha Richardson, John Moffat, John Horsley, and Anne Jameson.
But who knows what the takings will be? At the winter benefit, we only made 20 rubles. And as for the turquoise earrings, that half-witted shopkeeper offered up, very useful. But now it's summer, we might make 200. But even if we made 300, we wouldn't hold on to them. It all flows through our fingers like water. Oh, my Sasha has no luck. The public don't treat her well. She doesn't get special gifts like the other actresses. Oh, if only the prince... Oh, now he's worth something. Oh, Mr. Velikatov. They say his sugar factories are worth more than a million. Well, it wouldn't do him any harm to send us a couple of sacks. They'd last a long time. And they're up to their necks in money, those men, and they won't help a poor girl. As for the merchants, well, they don't even go to the theatre. And what else can you expect from them except ugliness? Oh, Prokofitch. Good morning.
My name is Martin Prokofitch Narokov. You must be friendly, then call me Martin. But just Prokofitch is very vulgar.
My dear man, airs and graces like that aren't for insignificant people like you and me.
Insignificant? I'm not insignificant. Why do you have to be so rude? Does it come naturally, or is that how you were brought up?
Well, how could I be any different? I've lived all my life in poverty amongst the common people. There was swearing every God-given day in our household. I am poor. I didn't go to private school, and I wasn't brought up with ladies. Everybody swore at each other. Manners are only for the rich. Well, you educated them.
I can speak to you like a poet. Every inch of me is refined. I studied at the very best schools. I used to be rich.
So why work as a theatre prompter, then?
I'm not a prompter, Domna Pantelievna. I'm the assistant director. The local theatre used to be mine. I directed it for 5 years, and Gavril was my assistant. He copied out the part.
Gavril Petrovich, who's now the manager.
Yes.
Oh. Weren't you happy in the theatre business, then?
Happy? I didn't know what to do with my happiness. There was so much of it.
Then how did it collapse? Oh, you took to drink, I suppose.
I have never drunk. I was so happy that I spent everything on my beloved work. I love the theatre. I love art. I love artists. Do you understand? I sold my estate, got a lot of money for it, and became an impresario. Wasn't this happiness? I took over the theatre, renovated it, assembled a new company, and entered paradise. I paid everyone a large salary, and so indulged myself for 5 years. Then I realised my money was running out. At the end of the season, I dismissed all the artists, gave them a farewell dinner, and each one an expensive present in my memory.
And then what?
And then Gavril took over my theatre, and I became his assistant. He paid me a small salary so I could just meet my needs. And that's that, my dear lady.
Can you live on it?
Well, I've always managed to get by. I give classes, write articles, translate. But I assist Gavril because I don't want to leave the theatre. I love art so much. Here I am among ignorant people who insult my artistic sensibility at every stage. What are these for?
Oh, Sasha studying. A student comes here. Pyotr Yegorich.
I know him. I'd like to kill him.
Isn't that rather extreme?
Kill him mercilessly.
Oh, hold on. He's Sasha's fiancé.
Fiancé?
Well, of course, not in God's eyes, but all the same, we call him a fiancé. Otherwise, what would the neighbours say? She met him somewhere, and he started coming to see her. And if you send him away, who are you going to get in his place? Where are fiancés to be found? Now, if there was a rich merchant, that would be some compensation, but they're all so ugly and it wouldn't be much fun. And anyway, I can't send him away. The gentle lad. Sasha loves him.
Loves him? She loves him.
Why shouldn't she love him? Why should a young girl wear herself out in the theatre? There's no security in such a life.
But your daughter has talent. She was born for the stage.
Oh, for the stage. For the stage. That's what everyone says. When she was very young, you couldn't drag her away from the theatre. She stood in the wings, trembling all over. Her father was a musician. He played the flute. And whenever he went to the theatre, she went with him. She'd squeeze herself into a corner and stand there, hardly breathing.
There, you see, the stage is the only place for her.
Ooh, a fine place.
But she's got passion, don't you understand? Passion!
Well, that's nothing to boast about. What's it done for you? You're homeless and senseless.
Your ignorance, ignorance. You deserve to die.
You and your deaths. I'll keep my daughter for marriage, thanks. In the theatre, they flatter her. Whisper stupid nothings in her ear. Is that good? Even Prince Dulyevo's got into the habit. He's decided to start courting in his old age. What do you say to that, eh?
I'll kill him.
What a lot of people you'd like to kill.
Of course, they'll all go on living in excellent health. God will prolong their lives. Will you give her this for me?
Oh, what is it?
Her part. I copied it out for her myself.
All dressed up on fine paper with a pink ribbon.
Just give it to her. Don't talk about it.
Oh, I suppose you spent your last kopecks on this ribbon.
Well, what of it? Her little hands are lovely. Her soul even lovelier. Why should she learn her part from a dirty note?
What are you up to?
It's perfectly simple and natural. Why are you so surprised? I'm in love with her.
You're just an old fool. What kind of love do you expect in return?
Who doesn't love the good and the beautiful? You think that all love is selfish? Obviously, the sublimity of my soul is beyond you.
You're an eccentric, I can see that.
I know I'm an eccentric.
Oh, is that Prince Dulyevo? Oh, yes. He's coming in. And that's Mr. Bakin coming in after him.
Bakin, I'll go out to the kitchen, then. Adieu, madam.
Goodbye, Prokofitch. Zaft old fool. Oh, your highness. And Mr. Vakin. Oh, I'm sorry, but she's not here. She's gone to the market.
Never mind, I'll wait.
Oh, as you wish.
Don't worry about me. Get on with your work. I'll wait here.
Very well, your highness.
So, we have arrived together, Prince.
Well, there's room enough for two, Bakin.
But one of us is superfluous, and I know which one. Typical of my luck, I've just visited Nina Smielskaya, and there was Velikatov just sitting there, not saying a word.
Well, why didn't you take the opportunity to do the talking?
It wouldn't have worked. Velikatov's silence is more persuasive than my conversation. You know the proverb, don't mix with the rich, don't fight with the strong. He's rich, and you're strong.
How do you intend to win, then?
Persistence, Prince. They say persistence captures cities.
The cities, yes. They're easier to capture than women.
And I would rather fail than sit about paying compliments.
Well, each to his own.
I don't think reviving the old chivalry, playing the lover, does much honour to our ladies. It is enough to say, here I am, exactly as you see me. I am offering you so-and-so, and so-and-so. Love me or not, as you please.
Isn't that rather insulting?
Well, that's up to them. At least it is honest. There are so many affairs going on in this town. How can one take love seriously? Why should I raise hopes I have no intention of gratifying?
Each to his own. Who is this man, Velikatov, anyway?
I don't know any more than you. Very rich. Huge estate, sugar beet factory, a distillery, and I believe a stud farm. He's here for the fair, but whether he's buying or selling horses, I don't know. How he talks to the horse dealers, I don't know either. In our circle, he never says a word.
Mm. Is he courteous?
Oh, very. Never argues, agrees with everything you say. It is difficult to tell whether he is laughing at you or not. He knows everyone in the theatre by name, from the box office to the prompter, even the props man. He's utterly captivated the old women. Behaves like a respectful son with them.
Ah. But apparently he has no particular preference for any of the younger ones.
From that point of view, you can relax, Prince. He keeps well away from the young ones. You haven't got a rival there.
No, but perhaps it's a calculated coolness to make himself interesting.
Oh, why should he? He's leaving tomorrow, the day after.
Really?
Yes, yes. He told me everything's prepared for his departure.
No, that's a pity. I hear he's such a pleasant man, too. Very good-natured, very placid.
In my opinion, his good nature is a result of his limitations. You can't hide intelligence. He would show it in one way or another. But he just keeps silent. I'm not saying he's a complete fool. He's got enough sense not to reveal his stupidity by talking too much. He knows enough to conduct himself decently and not fritter away what his father left him.
In fact, he was left a run-down estate, I understand, and built it up on his own.
All right, let us credit him with some common sense.
It may turn out that he's a very clever, practical chap.
I doubt it. Anyway, it's all the same to me. What is infuriating is that he is rich.
Yes,
I feel instinctively it would be much better if I were rich and he was poor.
Better for you, yes. What about him?
What the hell with him? What do I care about him? I'm talking about myself. It's time to put in an appearance at the ministry. So I am giving way to you without a fight. Goodbye, Prince.
Goodbye, Buckin.
He didn't wave then.
How much do you pay for these rooms?
12 rubles, Your Highness.
Mm, damp here, isn't it?
You get the rooms you pay for.
Well, there'll have to be a change. What's through here?
Oh, Sasha's bedroom. And mine is on the right. And then the kitchen.
Wretched. No, this is quite impossible.
It depends on your means, Your Highness.
No, please don't talk about something you don't understand. Good actress can't live in a place like this. It's absolutely impossible. It's indecent.
Well, how can we afford better lodgings?
What do you mean, afford?
Where can we get more money from, Your Highness?
Well, that's not my concern.
But where from, Your Highness?
Get it wherever you like. But this absolutely cannot go on.
But you see, if Sasha's salary...
No, it's not my business.
And our benefits do very badly, Your Highness.
And whose fault is that? To have bigger benefits, you need to choose better friends. I could mention a dozen people you ought to have on your side. Then you would have splendid benefits with prizes and gifts. It's a simple matter, perfectly obvious. Everyone knows you must invite decent people to your house. But who would come here?
I know the public loves her, but we make nothing out of the benefits.
What public? They're schoolboys, seminary students, shopkeepers, and petty bureaucrats. They're happy to applaud anything. Call Sasha back 5 times, but they won't pay an extra kopeck.
So true, Your Highness. Of course, if we had connections, it would all be quite a different thing.
Well, obviously. But the public is not at fault. The public is never at fault. It's public opinion, and you can't complain about that. You have to earn the love of the public. Your daughter should be surrounded by wealthy young people, and her friends should be important and established, such as myself. All our days are taken up with farming and administrative affairs, and we have only a few hours free in the evening. Now, what could be more pleasant than to rest at the home of a young actress after the affairs of the economy?
This is all too complex for me, Your Highness. You should say all this to Sasha.
Oh, certainly I shall do so. That is why I have come.
Oh, I think she's just coming in now.
Yes, well, please don't interrupt us.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Your Highness. Oh, do you think I'm an enemy to my own daughter? Why have you been so long? The prince has been waiting for you ages, Sasha. I'll leave you alone. Prince.
Ah, my joy. I have grown weary waiting for you.
I'm sorry, I'm so busy with this benefit, so many problems.
tell me something, my little friend.
Yes?
What was the last play you were in?
Uriel Acosta.
Yes, you were beautiful. Beautiful. Such feeling. Nobility. I'm not joking.
That's very gracious of you, Prince.
A strange plays they write nowadays. You can't understand a word of them.
But that was written years ago.
Was it? Oh, who by? Karatchikin or Grigoriev?
Neither. Gutskov.
Ah, Gutskov. Yes, I know. Hmm. Yes. He wrote that comedy, that wonderful comedy. What was it? The Russian Man Thinks Kindly.
That's Polovoy.
Oh, yes, I got mixed up. Yes, Polovoy. why are you so sad?
I have many problems, Prince.
You should be more cheerful, my flower. It's too soon for you to become thoughtful. Try to amuse yourself. Escape a little. Your mother and I have been talking.
About what?
About you, my darling. What else? You know, these lodgings of yours are no good at all. An actress, a lovely girl, shouldn't live in such a hovel. It's indecent.
You don't like our home? Well, what of it? I know there are better places, but you don't have to remind me of my poverty. I feel it every hour, every minute.
And don't you think I feel sorry for you? I feel dreadfully sorry for you, my love.
Feel sorry for yourself, Your Highness. I don't need your sympathy. You don't like my lodgings. You don't like being here. Well, no one's compelling you to stay.
Oh, no, my dear, please don't lose your temper. You're getting angry with a man who could devote his whole soul to you. I would never dare condemn your home if I did not have in mind...
What?
The thought of offering you a better place.
At what rent?
No, that needn't concern you.
I don't understand.
Now, look, my dear, it's well known that I'm a good man. Despite my years, I have up till now preserved all my youthful vigor. I can still get carried away like a young man.
I'm very happy for you, but what has this to do with my lodging?
Well, surely you've noticed. I love you. To cherish you, to spoil you, that would be my greatest delight. My heart is so full of tenderness that I need someone to caress. I can't do without this. So, come to me, my flower.
You've gone out of your mind.
No, that's very unfeeling, my friend. Very unfeeling.
Where did you get such ideas? For heaven's sake, I haven't given you the slightest cause. How dare you say such things to me?
Quietly, my little friend, quietly.
What is this? You come to someone else's house and for no apparent reason launch into this stupid and offensive conversation.
Quiet, please. You're too young to talk like that.
You think you can be as offensive as you like to young people and they're supposed to stay silent?
Well, where is the offence? I behave perfectly normally. Obviously, you know nothing about life and civilized society. You dare to condemn a respectable person? Really? You have insulted me.
Oh, my God. I can't bear it anymore.
There's a decent form for everything, madam. And you have absolutely no breeding. If you didn't care for my proposal, you should have expressed your gratitude and then politely informed me of your reluctance or brushed it aside with a joke.
Please go. I don't need your moral guidance. I know what's good and what's bad. My God, I don't want to listen to you anymore.
Why are you shouting?
Why shouldn't I shout? I'm in my own house. Who should I be afraid of?
Oh, very well. Only remember, my dear, that I do not forget insults.
All right, I'll remember.
I'm sorry. I was under the impression you were well-bred. I could not have expected you to burst into tears at the slightest thing and then rant at me like a cook.
Well, right then, I'm a cook, but I want to be an honourable one.
I congratulate you, but honour alone is not enough. You must also be clever enough not to have regrets later on. I will certainly not be going to your benefit, so don't send me a ticket.
What have you been up to? Has the prince gone? He sounded angry.
Let him be angry.
What? Oh, pull yourself together. Just before your benefit, have you gone mad?
It was impossible if only you'd heard the things he said.
Words can't do you any harm.
You don't know what he said, so mind your own business.
I know very well what men say.
You can listen to it.
Well, why not? Let him be as foolish as he likes. Then laugh at him behind his back.
Please stop. I know how to behave.
Oh, well, it's obvious how much you know. You quarrel with a man like that just before your benefit.
Mama, can't you see that I'm upset? I'm shaking, but you keep on at me.
You listen to your mother. How can you argue before your benefit with people who are necessary to you? Could you not have waited? Argue as much as you like after the benefit. I won't say a word, but even then you should control yourself, you silly.
Mama, that's enough.
Before the benefit, you must be polite.
But I didn't argue. I was insulted, so I told him to leave me in peace.
Oh, how stupid you are. How stupid! You should have been as polite as possible. Yes, Your Highness, you should have said. We are always happy to see you and grateful. Ugh. Only we'd rather not listen to vulgar suggestions. We are quite the opposite of what you think we are. Then you would have been honest, grateful, and polite.
What's done is done. There's nothing more to say.
Well, I may be completely uneducated, but I know how to talk to people. I mean, you're the one who has a tutor.
Why bring that up? You understand nothing about him.
Well, what is there to understand? I mean, he's not a baron. He's just an ordinary student. And we've seen enough of them. They're just talkers.
What's he done to you? Why are you tormenting me?
Oh, so he is marvellous, is he? And we mustn't talk about him. No, little mother, no one tells me when to speak or not. I'll choose some insults, especially for him, and say them to his face. That'll teach you to argue with your mother.
Oh, get out.
Oh, what do you mean, get out? You get out yourself if that's how you feel.
Shh. Someone's arriving. Go away, Mama. Who wants to listen to our brilliant conversation?
Brilliant conversation? Oh, it's bad enough insulting your own mother, but on top of that you start being superior. I'm no more stupid than you or that shaggy student.
It's Willie Kartov, the first time he's visited us, and we're carrying on like this.
Don't worry, Alexandra Nikolaevna. Oh, famous actress, my manners are no worse than yours. Now, there's someone who knows.
What beautiful horses.
She rides, we walk. Please come in. Oh, Nina.
Good morning, Donna. I brought someone to see you. Ivan Semyonitch Velikartov.
Oh, very pleased to meet you, sir. I've known about you for a long time, and I have often seen you at the theatre.
How do you do?
Hello, Sasha. I was just about to come and see you when Ivan Semyonitch arrived. So I brought him with me. I hope you're not angry.
Nina.
He's something of a hermit, you know.
Nina, really, I'm so pleased to meet you, Ivan Semyonitch, but I expect you guessed that.
I'd never dare to guess such a thing, Alexandra Nikolaevna. I'm a shy man.
Yes, it's true.
Or rather proud.
Oh, no, that's quite wrong. Mr. Velikartov is open with everyone. I've seen it myself. He has absolutely no pride in him.
None at all, Donna Pantolievna.
I like to speak the truth.
Oh, please sit down, Ivan Semyonitch.
Please don't get to any trouble, I beg you. I'm sure you have things to do. I will sit over here and chat with Domna Pantolievna.
Oh, I'd love to.
Prince Dulyebov was here. He's just left.
Really?
He made some perfectly insulting suggestions, and I told him to go, so he stormed out.
Oh, Sasha, just before your benefit, too.
Yes, I don't know what to do.
What can we do?
Well, you can... About. Is that very polite?
Oh, let them be. They have business to discuss.
Well, what business? It's all idle talk about dresses. It's the only business they're interested in.
For us, dresses may be idle talk, but for them they are important matters.
She has no dress for the benefit and no money to get one with.
Well, there you see. And you say it's idle talk?
I'm sorry.
Piotr.
I am interrupting. I'll come back later.
Nonsense! You must come and be introduced. Ivan Semyonitch, this is Pyotr Yegorovich Mielosov.
Pyotr is a student. He's engaged to Sasha.
Very pleased to meet you.
What's so pleasing about it? That's just a phrase. We've met, so now we know each other, that's all.
Ah, very true. People use so many empty phrases, I quite agree with you. But it is a pleasure for me to think of an actress marrying an honest man.
Well, if that's so, then I thank you.
Come on, Nina, Mama. I'll show you my dress. Perhaps something can be done with it. Forgive us for leaving Ivan Semyonovich, but I know you won't be bored. You'll be talking to an educated person, not like us.
Don't say things like that.
What are all these books?
We're studying a little.
With success?
Some, so to speak. Relative.
What can you expect? Alexandra Nikolaevna has so little time. She must learn a new play every week, prepare her role, think about her costume. I don't know what you think, but it seems to me that that's quite hard enough, to study grammar and learn a new part at the same time.
It's difficult, yes.
At least there's the aspiration, the will. That is a great thing in itself. All credit to you.
Credit? For what?
For noble intentions. How many people would want to teach grammar to an actress?
You're laughing at me, I think.
Good heavens, not at all. I would never presume to. I like young people too much.
Why is that?
I love to listen to them. It refreshes the soul. Such noble intentions, I envy it.
What is there to envy? What prevents you from having noble intentions?
How can I? The prose of everyday life has exhausted people like me. I'd gladly inhabit paradise, but my sins won't allow it.
What kind of sins?
Oh, the worst kind. Practical considerations, material calculations. We move constantly in the sphere of the possible and the obtainable. The soul becomes shallow. Noble intentions simply don't enter into one's head.
And what do you consider to be noble intentions?
Intentions with a great deal of nobility and very little chance of success.
Oh, my darling, that's no good for anything.
I know, but a new one will be so expensive.
It can't be helped. That one's simply impossible. Shall we go, Ivan Semyonich?
At your service. I have the honour to say goodbye, Alexandra Nikolaevna.
What beautiful horses you have. If only I could go for a ride just once.
Whenever you like. You've only to command. Donna Pantelievna, my compliments. But how like my aunt you are.
Really?
It's an astonishing resemblance. I almost called you auntie.
Oh, well. Call me auntie now you've started.
Let's go. Goodbye, Sasha.
Goodbye, auntie.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye, Donna.
Oh. And you say he's proud, Sasha. Nothing proud about him. He couldn't be more affable. Well, I'll leave you to your studying. Although what good it does, heaven alone knows.
Oh, lucky Nina. I can't help envying her.
Sasha.
No, Petya, please don't touch me.
But, Sasha, we're engaged. You give me no signs of affection.
Later, Petya, give me some peace. I'm not in the mood now.
Let's study, then.
How can I study? I haven't got a dress for the benefit. I can't think about anything else.
Dresses aren't my subject. I'm not qualified in that department.
I don't want tuition. I want money.
I'm a little underqualified in that area, too. But I'll get a post. Then we won't be poor. Well, what shall we do? Let's play the confession game.
That always embarrasses me.
Are you ashamed before me?
No. It's just that it's painful for me.
You must overcome it. You asked me to teach you how to live. Well, how can I begin to teach you if I don't lecture to you? So, you must tell me what you have been feeling, saying, and doing, and I'll tell you how you should have felt and how you should have dealt with things. That way you'll gradually improve yourself and in time you'll become...
What?
A fine woman.
Yes, I am grateful. I've already begun to be so much better. And I owe it all to you, my darling. Well, all right.
Come here. A little closer.
Well, now listen. Prince Dulyebov came to visit me this morning. He said that my rooms were no good and that it was indecent to live like this. I was offended. I said that if they didn't please him, no one was forcing him to stay.
Well done, Sasha. Go on.
Then he suggested that I move to a better place.
What's that got to do with him?
Well, because he has a lot of affection in his heart, and you see, he has no one to be affectionate to.
That's unusual logic. I need to be affectionate, but have no one to be affectionate to, and therefore these lodgings are no good, and you should move. Well, thank you for your advice, Prince.
You can laugh, but I cry.
Well, think. How would it be if I cried, and you were happy after such a conversation?
Yes, you're right. No, that wouldn't be good. How clever you are. Tell me, Petya, why are you so clever?
Oh, I'm not sure that I am. I'm certainly cleverer than most of you. And that's because I think more than I speak, and you all speak more than you think.
Well, now I'm going to tell you a secret. Only please don't be angry. I was envious today. It's a woman's vice.
Who could you be envious of, my darling?
Just don't be angry. Nina Snielskaya. She lives so happily, rides with beautiful horses. It's bad, I know it's bad.
Envy and jealousy are dangerous feelings. Men know this, and profit by your weakness.
I know, I've seen examples of it. It just came into my head, and instantly I thought better of it.
There's really only one thing that we need, Sasha. You and I want to lead an honest, hard-working life. So why are we thinking about horses?
Yes, of course. And there is happiness in a hard-working life, Petya, isn't there?
Of course.
Stay for lunch. After lunch, I'll read my new part to you and we'll spend the whole day together. We'll get used to a quiet family life. Who's that? Someone's coming.
There, Sasha. Ivan Semyonitch has brought dresses for us. This is yours and this is mine. Open it.
Oh,
open it.
What right has Velikartov to give presents to Alexandra Nikolaevna?
Please stop lecturing us. This is not the place for your philosophy. Anyway, it's not a gift at all. It's payment for his benefit ticket.
And what is yours for?
What has that got to do with you? He likes me.
Oh, look, it's exactly what I needed, Nina. Oh, how sweet.
Well, I chose it. I know what suits you. Oh, let's go, Sasha, let's go. Hurry up.
Where?
For a drive. I've got Ivan Semyonitch's horses. We'll go to the station for lunch. He's invited the whole company. He's going away soon, and he wants to say goodbye to everyone.
I really don't
see... Oh, for goodness sake, how can you refuse? You must thank him.
I'm very curious to see how you deal with this.
You know, I think I should go, Petya. It would be impolite otherwise. I might turn my whole public against me. Prince is already angry, and Velikartov might be offended.
But when are we going to start our quiet family life?
You can do that after the benefit, Pyotr. You'll have plenty of time to get fed up with family life then. But now Sasha must take advantage of her opportunities. Oh, quickly, put on your new dress, Sasha.
I will go, Petya. It would be wrong to refuse.
Do as you wish.
It's got nothing to do with whether I wish it or not. I must go. Of course I must.
Well, go then.
You're not going to be jealous, are you, Pyotr? Oh, don't worry. Velikartov's leaving in a day or two. And anyway, I'm not letting go of him.
Not letting go of him? I'm sorry, I don't understand these sort of relations between men and women.
How could you understand? You know nothing at all about life. But you'll learn if you stay amongst us.
Well?
Oh, Sasha. You see? It's beautiful. Come on, then. Goodbye, Pyotr.
Petya. Come this evening, we'll study together. I'll be an intelligent girl and obey you in everything. But now, forgive me. Forgive me, my darling.
Sasha!
Coming!
So, stepping out into high society, are we? Well, there's nothing to be done.
Is this the interval yet?
Nearly. The audience will be coming out for some air soon.
Where's Vasya? Where's my friend Vasya?
How should I know? You've been drinking again.
Martin, come here.
Well, I'm here. What do you want?
Got any money?
Not a kopeck.
Martin, for a friend. Great. Is that word? Friend.
Pass on, Sue. If you like, I'll turn out my pockets.
Oh, calamity.
Couldn't be worse.
Oh, people. People.
Martin. What now?
Borrow some.
Who from? We don't have unlimited credit, you and I.
People. People.
Quite. People. People.
You too have something to complain of.
There's some vile, devilish intrigue being hatched.
Intrigue? Where? Against whom?
Alexandra Nikolaevna.
Who's responsible? Tell him that he will have to answer to me. Yeras Gromilov. Tragedian.
You will do nothing. Be silent.
No.
Don't provoke me. I'm upset and you must make senseless noise. There's so much of you and so much lacking in you. It tires me out to look at you. Comedians are too comic and you're too tragic.
No.
You lack finesse. Grace, moderation, these are the very essence of art. You aren't actors, you're clowns.
No, Martin. I have nobility. Ah, how noble I am. The pity of it is, Brother Martin, that I only achieve nobility when I'm drunk.
What a joke. What a fool.
You know what you and I are like, Martin.
What?
You know King Lear.
I know it.
You remember the storm? I am Lear. And you are my fool.
Make no mistake, there is no Lear among us. And as for which of us is the fool, I shall let others decide.
What's going on, Martin Prokofitch? What are they doing to me?
I don't know, I don't know. Don't ask me.
It's enough to make me weep.
Don't weep. They're not worth your tears. You're a white dove in a flock of black crows, so they peck at you. Your purity offends them.
Listen, Martin Prokofitch. In front of you, remember, Gavril Petrovich promised to let me perform before my benefit. I'm still waiting. I haven't performed for a whole week, and today is the last performance before the benefit. And what's he doing? Putting on frou-frou with Snyalskaya.
I'll kill him.
They are arranging an ovation for her on the eve of my benefit, presenting bouquets. And the public's forgotten me completely. What sort of box office will I get?
Ophelia, get thee to a nunnery.
I tried to speak to him, but he just laughs in my face.
He's a block, a stone compared to us.
Ophelia, get thee to a nunnery.
Only you love me, Martin Prokofitch.
Oh, yes. More than life. More than the world.
I understand you, and I love you, too.
You understand? Love me? Well, now I am happy. Yes, yes. Happy as a child.
Martin Prokofitch, will you go and look for Piotr? Tell him to come to me backstage.
I am so happy that I will gladly call your lover to you.
He's my fiancé, Martin Prokofitch. Not my lover.
It's all the same, my dear fiancé, husband. If you love him, then he's your lover. But I'm not jealous of him. I am happy to.
Go to the box office, then, and find out if they're taking any money for my benefit. I'll wait for you in my dressing room.
I'll go.
We'll have tea together.
If it's with rum, I'll have some too.
There'll be no rum, Gromilov.
No rum? Oh, blow winds and crack your cheeks. Rage! Blow! You cataracts and hurricanoes! Stout! Vasya! Where is my friend Vasya? Vasya!
Alexandra Nikolaevna won't do. She won't do at all, Gavril Petrovich. Your first obligation is to your high society, not to the gallery. Well, she's not to our taste. Too artless. With neither manner nor tone.
She doesn't have a good wardrobe, but she has great talent, Prince.
Talent? Oh, my dear man, how little you understand.
Indeed, Your Highness, I don't understand very much. But we judge, forgive me, Your Highness, according to the pocket.
Mm.
To bring in money is to have talent.
Yes, of course, you are a materialist.
Quite so. As you are pleased to observe, Your Highness, we are materialists.
You have no grasp of that, That subtle, how shall I put it,
chic. We have no grasp of it, Your Highness. But I should tell you that last year I engaged a famous actress with chic for a high-class role.
Well, what came of that?
A disaster, Your Highness. She had neither appeal nor gaiety.
No appeal? How can you possibly say she had no appeal?
Forgive me, Your Highness. Actually, she did have appeal. When she undressed, the entire company used to stand around outside her dressing room, some by the door, some by chinks in the wall. You see, our dressing rooms are so built that they're effectively transparent, if you remember, Your Highness.
Oh, there you see. There was gaiety also.
Yes, exactly. There was gaiety. For Your Highness. But for me, disaster.
Oh, you're a comedian.
You have to be a little of everything, Your Highness. Mm. Such is our vocation.
Now, I'll send for a real actress to take Alexandra Nikolaevna's place. And as for her looks, you'll lick your lips.
Certainly, I wouldn't mind that, as long as I don't have to wipe away my tears at the same time.
Oh, you comedian. You should write vaudeville. No, but the actress I'm thinking of is charming.
The price, Your Highness?
Well, more expensive, of course.
And where do I get the extra from, Your Highness? Oh. Each year their prices go up and the takings get worse and worse. Mm. We pay salaries as if we're millionaires.
Mm. What about half and half, Your Highness?
What do you mean?
You pay half, I pay half.
What? Oh. Well, perhaps. No, but what about Sasha? Now, what kind of leading actress is she? I mean, she's boring, my dear chap. She doesn't excite the society audience. She depresses us.
What's to be done? If Your Highness wishes, I won't renew her contract.
No, absolutely not.
It's coming to an end anyway.
Excellent. Our entire public will be grateful to you.
But your public, Your Highness, is only the first row of the stalls.
Yeah, but we give the theatre tone.
Are you sure we won't lose?
Oh, no. No, the audience is tired of her. She will make absolutely no money from her benefit. Shall we bet on it?
Oh, I daren't, Your Highness.
Nor should you. I know the audience better than you, and I understand this business. I will send you an actress to inspire everyone, that will make you sing.
As long as the wolf doesn't howl, Your Highness.
Oh, you really are a comedian. Oh, forgive me, I'm like this when I have informal conversations, but usually I'm tactful, even with servants. Look, would you like a cigar?
You honour me, Your Highness. Are they expensive?
Well, I don't smoke cheap ones.
I've had a disaster, Your Highness.
Now, what is it?
The tragedian's drinking again. Mm-hmm. There he is, wandering about over there.
Is his passport in order?
When are they ever in order, Your Highness?
Well, then you can give him a fright. Tell him he'll be sent back to his native town.
Unthinkable. It's more than my life is worth to frighten him. He has a very expressive soul. All right, send me to Kamchatka, he'd say, but you are a villain! And he says that word, Your Highness, with such significance. I'd rather approach a lion than the tragedian when he's bad-tempered and drunk.
I see he frightens you. Well, I must be off to find my friend.
As you please, Your Highness.
You, gypsy.
Ah, Gromilov, have a cigar.
Must be a cheap one.
Not at all. It's the prince's.
And why don't you smoke it yourself?
Mine are better.
Look at your cigar case. Ooh. And you say you have no money.
I'd have pawned it long ago, but I can't. It was given to me as a token of remembrance. I treasure it more than life itself. See the inscription. To Gavril Petrovich. From the audience.
Gypsy.
No point explaining it to you. You can't understand. Ah, there is my audience. The act must be over.
Gypsy! Oh, people. People. Vasya! Where's my friend Vasya? Vasya!
She'll have to be taught a lesson, Vasya. In future, she'll be wiser. I asked at the box office, and they've taken 14 rubles.
Oh, that's something.
Not a great deal. In fact, I think there'll be a deficit because of costumes and so on. The sort of trinkets actresses can't do without. Doesn't Alexandra Nikolaevna owe you something?
We don't give credit back in.
Yes, I like that. It's good when public opinion is united.
What do you think, Velikatov?
I absolutely agree with you.
You see, by insulting the prince, she has insulted society, and society will repay her with its indifference. Let her know that it has forgotten her existence. When she has to go without, she'll learn manners.
How did Alexandra Nikolaevna insult his highness?
Ah, here he is. Do you know Prince Dulyebov?
Who does not know his highness?
Yes, yes, I've known Vasya for some time. Indeed, I knew his father.
So, Vasya, you will know what kind of man the prince is. A real scholar. The spirit of our society. A man of great taste who knows how to live. A man who loves art and understands its subtlety. Patron of all artists, actors, and above all, actresses.
Yes, I think that's enough.
Each to his own, Prince. And besides this, he is a generous, hospitable, and distinguished family man. Observant, gentlemen. This rarity in our time. In a word, a most respected man. In all respects. Do I speak the truth?
Absolutely.
There can be no two opinions on the matter. Don't you agree, Velikatov?
Absolutely.
And, gentlemen, this man, this distinguished family man, most respectable in every respect, wished to make this young girl happy by his favor. What is wrong with that, I ask you? Politely, he suggests to her, would you like to be kept by me, my dear? And she takes offense and bursts into tears.
Stop. Now, back in, please.
Why, Prince?
When you start to praise somebody, it comes out in such a way that the most respected man appears thoroughly unrespectable.
As you wish, but allow me to continue just a little, Prince. Now, please observe that Alexandra Nikolaevna was offended. Nothing in the least offensive should have penetrated her mind, because, actually, nothing offensive has occurred. Swift measures should be taken against it.
Of course.
When actresses are enlightened, what will become of me and the prince?
But that's quite enough. Please.
Thank you. I have finished. Velikatov, you're leaving today, I hear?
One cannot always plan accurately. I did intend to go today, but a proposition has come up that I had not counted on.
Profitable?
It's a risk. I may profit, but then I could easily lose.
Why don't we have dinner tonight?
Why not?
What about you, Prince?
Yes, let's do that.
Yes, let's meet here at the end of the performance and drive somewhere. What's next? Divertissement?
Someone's going to sing comic songs.
Oh, well, then let's all go and laugh.
If there is anything to laugh at.
Vasya! Where are you, Vasya? Where's my friend?
Here I am. What is it?
Where have you been, brother?
If you want something, tell me quickly.
Want something? I want respect. Don't you know your duties?
You've waited a long time. You can wait a little longer. Then I'll respect you. I'm going back to the theatre now. All our group is there. So be a friend. Don't keep me.
Clear off, then. I shall be noble. Et tu,
Brute. Ha ha. He was the noblest Roman. Hardly more.
Yes, Sasha. I know you're in an unpleasant situation, but really it's not my fault. I have my own problems.
What kind of problems could you have? I don't believe it. You find it easy to get on in the world.
Well, listen. The prince has begun paying me a lot of attention.
That's your business.
I know that. But I don't want to lose Velikatov.
Is he courting you as well?
He's strange somehow. He comes to see me every day. He does whatever I ask, but he never says anything. He must be shy. Some men are like that. I don't know what to do. If you're cold to the prince, you make an enemy of him. Oh, but Velikatov may leave tomorrow, and I'll lose him in any case. Oh, and then it's so grim, flirting with the prince. And I like Velikatov much better.
Of course. Who doesn't like him?
You've noticed that. And I've discovered he's a millionaire. He just pretends to be so ordinary. Oh, I really don't know what to do, Sasha. I'm worn out by it all.
I don't understand these things. Ask Piotr.
Oh, what does he understand? He'll just talk nonsense. What use is that?
And, Sasha, it's no use your listening to him either. He'll only confuse you with talk. Philosophy is all very well in books. Just try living it in our job. Oh, really, is there anything worse than a woman's situation? Shall we go?
I want to talk to Gavril Petrovich. I'll wait for him.
Oh, I'll wait too, then. Isn't that your philosopher over there, studying the tragedian? If I were you, I'd get Piotr out of harm's way before the old fool notices him.
Who are you?
Huh? Too late.
Piotr Mialsov.
He's come to see me.
What for?
He's my fiancé and my teacher.
Teacher? Oh, what is he teaching you?
Everything good.
Well, come here. Give me your hand. I'm a teacher, too.
Really?
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm teaching a rich merchant, Vasya.
May I ask?
Ask away.
What you teach?
Nobility.
A serious subject.
Yes, I think so. It's not geography or any old damn thing, sir. We're both teachers. Well, that's fine. In that case, let's go to the bar and drink to our mission in life. At your expense, of course.
I'm sorry. I'm not your colleague in that walk of life. I don't drink.
Sasha, who's this you brought to the Temple of the Muse?
All right, I'll have a glass of water with you.
To hell with that!
Gromilov!
Ah, Vasya! Oh, my friend Vasya, just in time.
Come and have a drink with us. Please, I beg you most humbly.
What a lot of words, please. I beg you most humbly. Just drink would be enough. Very simple. One word, but, oh, what a profound thought.
Come on,
profound dream.
I understand you wanted to see me, Alexandra Nikolaevna.
In the theatre, you always run away from me, Gavril Petrovich. I want to talk to you now, here, in front of these people.
Yes. It'll be interesting to hear you explain your behaviour.
What behaviour?
You've arranged Alexandra Nikolaevna's benefit for the very end of the fair.
The best possible time. According to the contract, I'm obliged to give Alexandra Nikolaevna a benefit during the fair. It's not stated whether at the beginning or end. That's my business.
That's the letter of the law, yes. But moral obligations do exist, you know.
Maybe. What of it?
You put off the benefit till the last day, put the posters up late, and haven't allowed Alexandra Nikolaevna to perform before her benefit. Is that right?
Quite right.
Gypsy!
She doesn't deserve such treatment. She's always filled the theatre during the fair when others have emptied it. So, you'd better explain your behaviour.
As far as I'm aware, you don't work in the theatre, and I don't explain my affairs to outsiders.
Of course not. What is this interrogation? He's manager of the theatre, and he acts according to art and his interests.
Yes, but someone who behaves in such a way cannot be considered honest. Oh. And I have the honour of telling you this in front of all these people.
It's all the same to me. Audiences have different tastes. You can't please everyone. You don't like my behaviour, but the prince approves of it.
It's nothing to do with the prince. Moral laws are the same for everyone.
Why waste words on nothing preaching to Gavril Petrovich about honesty? How naive. To him, there is no difference between an honest action and a dishonest one until he gets a beating. Once he's been whipped two or three times, he'll think he must have done something wrong.
And he'll get whipped one of these days. Oh, yes. I've been predicting it for a long time.
So, Alexandra Nikolaevna, you have a grievance against me.
Of course. Why bother to ask?
Why work for me, then? You're at the end of your contract.
Yes, but you well know you asked me to renew it.
I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. By public demand, I have to engage another actress in your place.
Ophelia, get thee to a nunnery.
You should have given me more notice. I've had offers from other managers. You'd given me your word, so I turned them down.
It's no use trusting words. I can't be responsible for every word I say. I depend on the public, and we have to give it what it wants.
What am I going to do now? Where will I go?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have done this to any other actress. But you're so talented, you'll be taken on anywhere.
You're laughing at me again. Well, at least you've told me before my benefit. Tomorrow I'll say goodbye to the public that has loved me.
No.
It must be announced that I'm playing for the last time.
Oh, we'll tell everyone.
Will you have gone by tomorrow, Ivan Semyonich?
No, I won't have gone.
Then you'll be at the theatre?
Absolutely.
Don't think that's because of you. It's because he hasn't finished his business. Velikatov has a plan in mind.
I have indeed, but the plan is no secret, gentlemen. I'm not going to hide it from you.
I want to buy Alexandra Nikolaevna's benefit.
No!
Perhaps I'll make a profit.
Is this another joke? Another insult?
I'm quite serious. Tell me what you think your benefit is worth. How much would you like to receive for it?
It isn't worth anything. I just hope we won't make a loss.
Oh, no, 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 don't worry. Your benefit is quite saleable.
How much might the beneficiary receive if the theatre's full and the price is high? Has anyone had a good benefit?
I have.
Oh, we took 350 rubles at the beginning of the fair.
Would you be happy to receive 350?
I can't. So much. It's a gift, and I don't want to receive gifts. It's against my principles.
How good it is to hear a young actress talking like that. You obviously have a good teacher, a person of honest and noble persuasion.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Alexandra Nikolaevna. It's not expensive. If Filikartov takes it up, he'll have the whole fair there for you tomorrow. I'll raise it by 50 rubles.
What?
Will you please accept 400 rubles?
Forgive me, but I will not yield. I offer Alexandra Nikolaevna 500
rubles. Enough. I stick at my price.
What are you doing, gentlemen? You know I only get half the benefit and there are still expenses.
Oh, we won't make a loss. We're businessmen. By 10 tomorrow there won't be a ticket left. Please let me take my share, Velikartov. 2 boxes and 12 in the stores, please.
Get them from the box office and tell him that the money taken for the ticket should be given to me, as well as any tickets left over, except for your boxes, of course. I'll wait here.
Very well. Please take this for 2 boxes and 12 stalls.
But you've given me 100 rubles, Vasya.
Exactly. In settlement. Now, please excuse me. I'll run over there now.
I still haven't received your consent, Alexandra Nikolaevna.
What should I do, Piotr? I'll do whatever you say.
Well, I don't know. I've no experience in such things. Everything is legal, it seems, so consent.
I consent. Oh, thank you.
There's nothing to thank me for. I'll make money. I ought to thank you.
I think you suggested a bet, Your Highness.
Well, I mean, who could have expected this? It's an entirely extraordinary event.
Leave a ticket for me, Velikatov. This is going to be a fascinating performance.
Yes. The box office man is bringing the tickets and money now. He's just got to add up the money. Here. Look, I've taken 10 more in the stalls at 5 rubles each.
Isn't that rather expensive?
No, not at all. I've just sold 4 tickets at 5 rubles. And tomorrow the first row will bring me 10 each.
They must be complete fools to pay 10 rubles for a stall seat in a provincial theatre.
Well, Your Highness, there's only 1 seat left in the front row.
Well, in that case, keep it for me, Velikartov.
At 10 rubles, Your Highness?
Well, what can you do if everyone else has gone mad?
Well, Gavril Petrovich, you might as well shut up shop. When Sasha goes, you won't do any more business. You won't get them into the theatre for love nor money.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Give me my coat, Piotr. Goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you. You've comforted me when I was ready to weep. I was so humiliated. Thank you.
Vasya, order champagne.
Is that really necessary?
It is, of course it's necessary. You acted nobly, brother. And you must be congratulated.
You should have said that to begin with. Champagne?
Champagne!
Goodbye,
champagne.
Gentlemen.
Allow me to offer you my carriage.
With yourself as the driver?
No. Alexandra Nikolaevna will go with her fiancé, of course. The driver will take you home, Pyotr Yegorych. Then please send him back.
I'm sorry, but your concern for me is unnecessary. I'm accustomed to getting by without other people's help. It's a principle of mine.
A principle difficult to keep. People cannot manage without help from each other.
I'm so grateful to you. I don't know how to tell you. Tomorrow I'll kiss you.
That would make me very happy.
Tomorrow? That's a long wait. Prince, I will kiss you today.
Oh.
Right now.
At your service, my dear. Do with me what you will.
Goodbye, gentlemen. Oh. Goodbye.
Ophelia, nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Me, Velikartov.
Oh, is the theatre over?
Not yet. There's a few minutes to go.
Oh, I left early to make the tea, so Sasha won't have to wait when she arrives. Oh, the theatre's exhausted me. It's so hot and stuffy, I was glad to leave. It's so full you couldn't drop an apple in there. Oh, so much clapping.
Yes, it's a pity to be shut in on a summer evening.
Yeah, so, Ivan Semyonitch, why are you...
Business, Domna Pantaleevna.
Oh. Well, won't it keep till tomorrow? It's late now, and we're not used to having men here at this time.
Don't worry, I won't stay for Alexandra Nikolaevna. And no one's going to say anything scandalous about you and me.
Oh, you mischievous man.
So there's nothing for you to fear, Auntie.
I'm no auntie of yours.
Would it displease you to have me as a nephew?
I couldn't think of anything better. Oh, such a handsome man.
Well, Domna Pantaleevna, I've brought you the money from the benefit.
Oh, thank you so much. We need it badly, you see, and the first thing we have to do is to pay off our debts. Oh, is it possible to live without debts?
Impossible.
We're all human.
Yes, we're all people.
At least our debts are small. But still, if you have any conscience at all, they're a worry.
Very worrying. So here is the money. Please give it to Alexandra Nikolaevna.
Thank you, sir. We are so grateful. Would you like some tea?
No, thank you. Nothing pleases me at the moment, and particularly not tea.
Oh, dear.
It's as though I have some sort of deep longing all the time. I'm not myself at all.
Hypochondria.
Exactly. Hypochondria.
A lot of money and nothing to do. That's where it comes from.
You've diagnosed it precisely. That's the very thing.
Otherwise, why should you long for anything?
Exactly. Mm. There's no reason for it. But I can't help feeling like that. At the fair, one rushes from tavern to tavern, and you won't believe it, but I've been drunk twice a day for 2 weeks now.
Oh. Loneliness.
Loneliness. There's nothing more to say. It is that. Loneliness.
Find someone to care for you.
Where?
Get married. Find a nice young girl. Well, any of them would marry you. Even the highest born.
I'm afraid, Auntie.
For goodness sake, what have you got to be afraid of?
Boredom.
Ah, no, you're wrong. Marriage isn't boring. There's a complete difference between a bachelor and a married man.
They like to play the piano. I can't bear that.
It's music, at least. What pleasures does a bachelor have? Except for drinking with his friends, what pleasure could he possibly have?
What about my estate?
Oh, well, of course, if you run your own estate.
It's my great weakness, I'm afraid. I have a lovely little house in the country with 40 rooms or so. Plenty of horses, some cultivated land, several acres, in fact, with summer houses, lakes.
And everything properly looked after by a good manager.
Absolutely.
Oh.
If you're bored, you go out onto the porch and there are peacocks sitting on the roofs and fences, preening their tails in the sunshine.
Peacocks? Oh, Lord.
You go out for a walk in the park and there are swans swimming in the lakes.
Swans?
In pairs.
Swans, what a paradise. Oh, if only I could see it.
Ah. Well, I have enjoyed talking to you, Auntie. It's been so pleasant, I don't want to stop, but I'm afraid there's no time. I have some business to deal with.
Oh, I'd have liked to go on talking, too. Oh, it's been so nice. I don't think I've known such a polite and charming man in my whole life.
I made money from your benefit, Domna Pantaleevna, so allow me to offer you a small gift.
What is it?
Oh, a little kerchief.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's a whole shawl. Oh, I haven't seen such a thing in my whole life. Oh, how much did it cost?
I have no idea. A merchant I know gave it to me as a gift.
But dear man, why? What for? Oh, really, I don't know. I simply must kiss you.
Oh,
please let me. I can't help myself.
As much as you like.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye. Please give my respects to Alexandra Nikolaevna. Perhaps we will meet again.
Where do such people come from? Oh, what a dear man. And what a remarkable gift. Oh, I won't ever take it off. Just look at you. Domna Pantaleevna.
the lady. Ooh, there's a real lady for you. Oh, and what a gentleman he is. A real gentleman.
There. So charming. So
take laurels for your daughter. Be proud.
Extraordinary. What do we need wreaths for?
Ignorance. These wreaths are a sign of rapture, a sign of gratitude for talent and the happiness it brings. Laurels, a diploma of honour, of esteem.
How much have you wasted on this brushwood, Martin Prokofitch? Money would have been better. We can always find a place for money. But where are we going to put a heap like this? Into the oven. There's only thing for it.
You spend money and it's gone. But these will be a perpetual memory.
Do we have to preserve every bit of rubbish? I shall throw them out of the window. Just you look at this shawl. There's a gift for you. Lovely, charming, delicate.
I don't envy you. I envy your daughter. I will take a few leaves for myself as a remembrance.
We can take them all, I don't care.
And please give these to Alexandra Nikolaevna for me.
Something else? A note from somebody? Ooh, I'm getting sick of these stupidities.
It's from me. Verses. I was born in Arcady.
Where's that, then?
Far away. You have never been there, and never will. There, see, little border. Forget-me-nots, pansies, cornflowers, ears of corn. See, there, look, a little bee sitting. Butterfly flying. I spent a whole week on it.
Well, give it to her yourself, then.
I'm ashamed. Look, grey, bald. Yet I have the feelings of a young man, fresh youth. So I'm ashamed. There. Give them to her. And you don't throw them away. It's a pleasure for coarse people to tread everything tender and beautiful underfoot.
You daft old fool. How sentimental you are. Not everyone's so soft. Oh, look. Put it on the table. She'll see it when she arrives.
Yes, I am sentimental. Goodbye. I'll go out through the kitchen.
Oh, what a madman. Never mind, he's kind. There are worse fools who smash the crockery and rush at people and try and bite them. At least he's docile. Ooh, shh, someone's coming. It must be Sasha.
Oh, I'm tired.
Have you sent the carriage away?
No, why? I'll have a rest and then we'll go for a drive. Breathe some fresh air. Still early and he's hired for the whole evening.
Oh, well, let him wait then. Mustn't spend money for nothing.
What are you wearing?
Oh, Velikartov gave it to me.
What?
He said he made money from the benefit. Is it nice?
Oh, it's a wonderful shawl. Expensive.
He says he got it for nothing.
Don't you believe it? He says that about everything. So he was here?
Oh, yes. He came to bring the money.
Why didn't he stay to see me?
Oh, I don't know. He rushed off somewhere. You know, perhaps he's leaving.
Perhaps. He's strange. I don't understand him at all. What a man. If he wanted, I think he could carry a woman away.
Well, you couldn't blame a woman. I mean, now could you? In your whole life, you wouldn't meet a man as fine as that again. Because if you're too humble, you'll waste your whole life and have nothing to remember. He told me about his farm, Sasha. He's got a marvellous estate.
No wonder. He's very rich.
Mm. Don't you want some tea?
No, later. What is this?
Oh, verses. Martin Prokofitch brought them for you. To remember him by.
Oh, how sweet. What a kind, dear old man.
Oh, yes, he's kind and good, but then he's bankrupt and mad. Now, how are we going to decide about the money?
What is there to decide? We must pay our debts and live on what's left.
Well, that won't be much.
And now it'll be harder without a salary. But where can I go? Who do I know? And I haven't got any clothes.
200. Oh, maybe 150. There won't be any more than that, however you look at it. We shall have to live the rest of the summer on that. In the autumn, we'll have to go to Moscow, because they'll need actresses then.
I could give up the stage and get married, but Pyotr still hasn't got a position. If only I could work.
Next, give up the stage. But you've just made in a day what you couldn't have earned in 3 years.
We've made a lot, but we owe a lot.
I don't know what you'll think, Sasha, but our life together hasn't been easy. Oh, I must admit I'm tired of poverty.
Tired? Oh, yes, tired. I've thought and thought until I can't think any more. Let's talk about it tomorrow.
Let's have tea. Oh, dear God, who's that now?
I have come to have tea with you, Alexandra Nikolaevna.
I'm sorry, but I'm very tired now, Mr. Barkin. I need to rest and to be on my own.
Well, half an hour. What's half an hour?
Really, I can't. I'm exhausted.
All right, I'll only stay 10 minutes. Well, a quarter of an hour. Then you can rest.
No, please. Come tomorrow, whenever you want, but not now.
Alexandra Nikolaevna, for some reason, I don't like to change my mind once I've decided to do something. And thanks to this persistence, I usually succeed in my aims.
I'm delighted you're so successful, but you must excuse me. I'm very tired. I must leave you.
Go then. I'll sit in this chair all night.
Stop it. I've had enough.
You don't believe me. I am a decisive man.
And I'm a decisive woman. I'll get help.
Are you afraid that someone will find me with you?
I'm not afraid of anything.
All your admirers are having dinner at the station. The prince and Velikatov. They'll be there till morning.
What's that got to do with me?
And your fiancé is probably asleep. Anyway, I don't believe you really love him.
My God, I can't bear this. I'm not going to try and convince you of anything.
You only keep him around to protect yourself against other men. But if you really liked someone else, you'd get rid of him. That's always the way.
All right.
You're really very fastidious. What are you waiting for? Before you is a wealthy, educated man. If I don't go on about affection, if I don't keep making declarations of love, it's because I don't approve of all that. We're not children. We don't have to pretend. Let us talk like grown-up people.
Excuse me. I have to go and lie down.
Well, dear man, you've had your say. It's time to give us some peace, unless you want to have a conversation with me. I've always got plenty to say.
Oh, very well, but I'll be back.
I'll barricade the doorway. I won't let anyone in, even if they're dying.
Oh, thou art heavy, crown of all the Russians.
What's going on out there?
Here's a couple of drunks now.
Sasha!
Oh, my God.
Gromilov and I are here to drink Sasha's health.
Sasha's health!
It's absolutely impossible to escape the thing.
Oh, no.
What's wrong? We're honest and noble.
And full of respect. And here's the champagne!
You've gone to the trouble for nothing. I'm not going to drink.
No, as you please, more for us. We'll drink alone. Domna Pantelievna, bring some glasses.
Oh, you say you won't drink. Oh. But I think it's me you won't drink with.
Oh, no, don't force her.
I'm not forcing her, I'm asking her.
Here you are, then.
Now, you first, ma'am, according to seniority.
Yes.
I don't know whether I should, you know. I'm afraid I'll get drunk.
Oh, what's the worry? It's all between friends. We don't mind.
Well, Sasha, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Allow me to ask you once more, Sasha.
I've already said I won't.
Now, you mustn't offend us. Not with the regard we have for you. Just a sip.
Sasha, Alexandra. You see who asks you. See who is at your feet. Gromilov. Here ask Gromilov himself.
All right, but just a little, no more.
As little as you like, we understand. We'll drink the rest.
Congratulate her for both of us. My eloquence is not in order today.
I have the honor to congratulate you on your success.
Yeah.
100 years of life. And a million in money.
Very nice, I must say.
More, please. Is that the lot?
The lot.
Yeah. Well, let's go.
Oh, yes. We must say goodbye.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sasha.
Yes.
Give me your little hand. Forgive our stupidity. Thanks to this house. And now we'll go to another.
Farewell, sweet princess.
Farewell. Farewell.
Flights of angels, sing thee to thy rest.
Bravo.
Idiots. Come on, show me the presents.
You saw them at the theatre. Earrings and a brooch.
Yes, and I want them put away. They're worth something. You can pawn things like this straight away if you have to. Now, what can you do with these wreaths?
What a bouquet Velikartov brought me, look.
Well, what's a bouquet? A bouquet's a bouquet. Money thrown away for nothing, that's how I see it.
No, but look, the flowers are all so expensive. Where did he get them?
Yes, they are lovely, I have to admit. Ooh. Ooh, look, Sasha, there's a note hidden among the flowers.
Well, let me see. Oh.
What is it?
Oh, no, wait, I've another note. I forgot all about it. Piotr gave it to me at the stage door.
But read it out. How can you have secrets from your mother?
Yes, dear Sasha, art is not absurd. I am beginning to understand that. Today, in your playing, I found so much warmth and sincerity that, to tell you simply, I was astonished. I am very happy for you. They are rare and dear qualities of the spirit. After the performance, there will probably be people at your house. I always feel awkward in front of your guests, embarrassed and irritable and generally uncomfortable. They look at me either with hostility or mockery. I deserve neither, as you know. For these reasons, I won't come to you after the theatre, but if you have 2 or 3 free minutes, then run into the garden. I will wait for you there. Of course, I could come to see you in the morning, but forgive me, please. My soul is full to the brim, and my heart feels like overflowing.
Well, read the one from Velikartov.
No, Mama, it's not necessary. I'm ashamed.
Nonsense. You read it to me.
Very well, then. I loved you from the first glance. To see you, to hear you speak, is an inexpressible delight for me. Forgive me for declaring myself to you in a letter. My shyness forbids me from expressing my feelings directly. Now my happiness depends on you, and my dream is this, adored Alexandra Nikolaevna. On my estate is a magnificent palace. There is a young mistress, admired by all and slavishly obeyed, but most of all by me. The summer passes, and in the autumn I and my charming mistress go to one of the southern towns. She appears on the stage in a theatre that depends entirely on me for its patronage. She is brilliant, and I am desperately proud of her success. Beyond that, I dare not dream. We shall live and we shall see. Don't be angry with my dream. Everyone is permitted to dream. I will read my sentence tomorrow in your eyes. If you will not accept me, I will withdraw with a broken heart, but submissively, punished by your contempt for my impertinence. Your Velikartov.
Mama, what is this? What does this hateful man want? Who gave him permission to behave in this way?
What way?
To fall in love with me.
Do you have to have permission for that?
Oh, I wish I were dead.
Swans. He says swans swim in the lake.
So what does that matter to me?
Sasha. Sashutka, look. You and I have never had a serious talk, but he's starting to be serious. You live in need, and there is wealth. Oh, my dear girl, what bad luck. And what a temptation. What a temptation. Surely it's the devil doing this just at the time we're thinking about our poverty. But Velikartov is a virtuous man, so let's talk about it seriously, you scatterbrain.
Seriously? It's disgraceful. What do you take me for? You heard what my Petya wrote. What is there to discuss? But if you still doubt it, then why not toss a coin and settle it like that? Heads Velikartov, tails Petya, and that's the end.
Oh, it's your life. Only Lord preserve me from temptation.
But if you have 2 or 3 free minutes, then run into the garden. Oh, poor boy. Poor boy. How poorly I've loved him. And now I feel I love him with my whole heart.
And Martin Prokofitch's verses. I must keep them forever. No one will love me as much. Give me the shawl. I'm going out.
Where, Sasha? Where are you going?
Leave me. It's nothing to do with you.
You're my daughter.
I know I'm your daughter, but my heart is my own, and I am Petya's. See, he loves me. He pities me. He taught goodness to both of us.
But what about Velikatov's offer? Shouldn't you say something?
Oh, Velikatov, Velikatov, tomorrow. We'll leave it till then. But don't interfere with me now. I feel honest and good at the moment, and maybe it will no longer be so tomorrow. So leave me alone.
Well, as you wish.
I don't know. Perhaps I'll come back immediately. Perhaps not till morning. But please, no words and no looks.
Really? Am I not your mother? Am I not a woman? Do you think I understand nothing? That I have no heart?
I'm going.
Wait! Cover yourself up well or you'll catch cold. I won't lock up. What a heart of gold she has. I'll go to my room and I'll have some tea while I wait for her. I don't know, I'm sure.
I don't know what the outcome of all this is going to be. I really don't. No one here. And the door unlocked. A shadow slipped past me in the dark outside. It must have been Alexandra Nikolaevna. But where to? And who to? If she's gone to her fiancé, there's no point in staying. She's probably gone to walk in the garden, breathe some fresh air. I'll wait for her here. She won't ask me to leave. She'll let me sit here for half an hour at least. But I must win the bet with Velikatov that I'll stay here till morning. I don't like losing. I've got to let him know that I'm here. I'll send the coachman to tell him that I'm staying here. After all, she tells me to go. I can pass the time somewhere till morning.
Back in! What are you doing here? You're leaving now. Go on, what are you waiting for?
What right have you to give orders in someone else's house? I don't think I know you.
Do you want to give a young woman a bad reputation?
Does a visit after the theatre give a woman a bad reputation?
From you, yes.
You sit in the gallery. How could you understand the relations between artists and their admirers in the front row of the stall?
I'll tell you what I understand. That you who sit in the front row of the stalls are leaving, and I who frequent the gallery am staying.
You're staying here?
Yes, I'm staying.
Well, at least I've discovered something I can pass on.
To anyone you like.
But perhaps you're only boasting because you're in a temper.
No, I'm staying. Don't you worry.
Yes, he's staying.
Well, now there's only one thing left for you to do.
Leave.
The sooner the better.
I'll decide what's best for me.
But you haven't let me finish. The sooner you go, the better, because then you can use the door. But if you take much longer, you'll be going out of the window.
You will remember this, young man!
Darling Petya, let's go now and drive the whole night. I've arranged for a carriage.
Where to, Sasha?
Wherever you want. You decide. Everything will be as you want it till morning.
Made a mistake, Martin Prokofitch.
No, I know.
My heart tells me she's going. Look at me. I can hardly control myself.
But it's unbelievable. Why should she hide it from me? Why deceive me? Look, I got a note from her this morning. Petya, don't come to me now. Stay at home and wait for me. I will come to you this evening.
It's incomprehensible, but I know they're going. I went to see them and they wouldn't let me in. Domna Pantelievna came out and shouted, "We haven't got time to see you now. We're just going to the station." I saw suitcases, bags and packages, and I ran straight to you.
Let's look for them in the other waiting room. Then we can wait at the entrance.
I can't remember anything. What is it now, morning or evening? What time does the train leave?
8 o'clock. There's still 20 minutes to go.
Then they could still arrive. Let's go.
Ratimov Station. Train leaves in 20 minutes. There's a buffet car on the train. Ratimov Station. Train leaves in 20 minutes.
Sasha, be careful with that pillow. I know you're going to drop it. You're dropping it, Sasha!
Please, don't make a fuss, Mama. Not here, not now.
You got ready so quickly, Sasha, and you said nothing to anyone.
Well, how could I? I got the telegram this morning. I had to pack straight away.
If the prince and I hadn't happened to come to the station, you would have gone without saying goodbye.
I had no time. It was so sudden, and I couldn't say goodbye to anyone. I meant to write to you from Moscow.
So you're going to Moscow?
Yes.
On what terms?
The offer's very good, but I still haven't decided. I'll write to you from there.
I thought Velikatov might be leaving today, so I came to take him by surprise.
Yes, I had the same idea.
I thought I'll have a bottle of champagne on him as a punishment for going off so furtively. But the train's here, and he's not.
These millionaires like to appear at the last minute.
What about Pyotr?
Don't talk about him, please.
Did you tell him?
No, he doesn't know. I'm afraid he'll come here. I hope we leave soon.
Station master has ordered a private carriage to be attached, sir. Yes,
I asked him for it.
Ah, here is Velikatov with the porter.
Your Highness, Mr. Markin.
So, you're leaving us, Velikatov?
No, I'm just seeing off Alexandra Nikolaevna and her mother. Porter, when it's ready, please see that everything's comfortable and clean and have their luggage put in.
I'll see to everything, sir.
Ivan Semyonovich, did you get the tickets?
Yes, Domna Pantelievna, and I've made arrangements for your luggage.
Well, give me the tickets, then. They won't let me on without the tickets.
I'll give them to you later, when you're settled in the carriage.
Oh, as long as we're not late. They might go without us. Oh, I'm in such a state.
Don't worry, I'll see you into the carriage. It won't go without you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we must sit down and have a small drink before the departure.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Alexandra Nikolaevna, Nina, I beg you, I've brought some champagne and glasses.
Oh, champagne.
Lovely, yes. Before a departure, everyone should sit down.
A safe journey, Alexandra Nikolaevna, Domna Pantelievna.
Long way out.
Sasha, I wish you every happiness, Sasha. Please write.
Which things do you want?
Over there, my man. And be careful with those pillows. Don't throw them on the floor.
Mama.
What's the matter? You have to give them orders. And don't touch that little bag. Don't, I said. There's biscuits in it, you spill
them. Mama.
What? You can't rely on them.
Take everything. Just take everything.
That's it! The train's gone!
Calm yourself, please. They won't go without
you. That's the bell for the third class. There's still plenty of time.
Oh, they frightened me to death. Those cursed bells make you jump out of your skin.
Well, Alexandra Nikolaevna, here comes your student friend with Martin Prokofitch. Late as usual. But what is time to those who live according to their soul?
Sasha!
Pyotr, not a word, please God. If you love me, keep silent. I'll tell you everything later.
Oh, give us a speech, Martin Prokofitch. Speech, sir. We're listening.
Give him a glass of champagne.
Alexandra Nikolaevna, the first glass is to your talent. I'm proud that I was the first to notice it. And who is there here besides myself who notices and values a gift? Does anyone here understand art? Does anyone here need art? Does anybody here...
You've got in a muddle, Martin Prokofitch.
No, I'm not in a muddle. In the timid steps of the novice, in the first naive prattle, I divined future fame. You have talent. Take care of it. Nurture it. Talent is better than the riches or the happiness of man. To your talent.
Thank you, Matthew.
Bravo! Give him another glass of champagne.
He's got quite the gift of the gab.
And now I drink to your beauty.
What are you doing? What's this for?
You don't recognize your own beauty. You're a beautiful woman. For me, where there is talent, there is beauty. All my life I've worshipped beauty, and I will worship it to the grave. To your beauty. And now, allow me, please, before I leave you, to kneel before you and kiss your hand.
Oh, get up, Martin Prokofitch, get up.
Enough, Martin Prokofitch. You're upsetting Alexander Nikolaevich.
Yes, enough. No sorrow, no tears, no heavy dreams, but the happiness of the rose is fated for you. The rose of beauty, the paradise of bloom. And truly not in vain are the dreams of the poet, but in the joy of the world. In the happy days, remember the suffering poet. By all the powerful fate mercilessly pursued, he is happy, unhappy, only in your happiness.
Oh, Martin Prokofitch.
No, enough, enough. I can't say any more.
Porter.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, I beg you, say that it's time to go.
It's a little early. As you wish. Ladies and gentlemen, would you care to take your seats in the train?
Let me go first, gentlemen. Let me, otherwise I shall be late. Quickly, Sasha.
I'll follow you, Mama, in just a moment.
All right, please. My last, Gary.
Well, Petya, goodbye. My fate's decided.
How? What? What do you mean?
I'm not yours, my darling. It's impossible, Petya.
Then whose are you?
Why do you have to know? It makes no difference to you. This is how it must be, Petya. Mama and I thought about it a long time. You're a fine, good person, and everything you say is true. It's all true, but it's impossible. I've cried so much and cursed myself endlessly. You don't understand this, but this is the way it's always been, and that's how everything is.
Sasha!
It's all true, everything you said. How people ought to live, how they should... But if I have talent, if there is fame ahead of me, what should I do? Deny it? And then regret that I've thrown away my whole life? If I was born to be an actress...
What are you saying, Sasha? Are talent and corruption indivisible?
No, not corruption. Oh, you don't understand anything. You don't want to understand. You see, I'm an actress, but according to you, I should be some kind of heroine. But how can every woman be a heroine? I'm an actress. If I married you, I'd soon leave you and go back to the stage, even for a pittance. Just to be there on the stage. How could I live without the theatre?
This is all new to me, Sasha.
Then it's new because till now you haven't known my heart. You thought I could be a heroine, but I can't, and I don't want to be. How can I be an example to others? Perhaps this is what you are, but I am what I am, and I cannot reproach others. Lord, preserve me from it.
Sasha, does an honest life have to be a reproach? An honest life is a fine example to be imitated.
Well, listen, I'm a fool. I don't understand anything, but Mama and I decided, so we wept, and then we decided... But you want me to be a heroine. I have struggled, but I've no strength. I'll never forget you.
Never forget. Thank you.
These were the best days of my life. I'll never again have any more like them. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Sasha.
While I was making up my mind, I was weeping all the time about you. Here. I cut off a lock of my hair for you. Take it as a remembrance.
Thank you, Sasha.
Alexandra Nikolaevna, please. The last bell has gone.
I'm coming. Please go away.
I'm sorry.
Well, goodbye. Only don't be angry with me. Don't hate me. Please forgive me, or I'll never be happy. Forgive me, I beseech you on my knees.
There's no need. Live as you want to, as you can. I only want one thing, that you should be happy. Only succeed in being happy, Sasha. Forget about me and my words, and somehow, in your own way, find happiness for yourself. That is all.
and the question of life is resolved.
So you aren't angry? Well, that's good. Only listen, Petya, if you're in need, write.
Sasha.
No, please don't refuse. I will be like your sister. Like a sister, Petya. Give me that pleasure. How can I repay you for all your goodness?
Please take your seat, miss. The train is leaving now.
Goodbye, Petya. Goodbye, darling. My darling. Write to me, Petya. Please write.
Absolutely incomparable. I call out to him, get off the train, it's leaving. And he says, let it leave, I'm not in the least worried. Goodbye, gentlemen. Incomparable.
So he's taking them to his estate.
Oh, it was obvious. I guessed straight away. How else could Sasha afford to travel in a private carriage? Her and her mother's places in the third class, squashed into the corner.
Yes, but why did he lie and say he was only seeing them off?
To avoid gossip. If he'd said he was going with them, there would have been jokes and snide remarks. Yes, you would have been the first to start it. He's been very wise.
Yes, I told you he was a clever chap.
Well, we must wish Alexandra Nikolaevna a happy journey. What could be happier? Well, if I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have wished Velikatov a broken neck. But then it happens, Prince, that sometimes a signalman gets drunk. A train is coming the other way and suddenly, smash! Aren't you going to save them, Pyotr Yegorych? Well, don't worry. People like Velikatov don't perish. They go through fire and water unscathed. Let's have a talk, young man. Or are you hurrying off to shoot yourself? I won't stop you. Go on and shoot yourself. These days, students shoot themselves after every setback, don't they?
No, I won't shoot myself.
You can't afford to buy a pistol. I'll buy you one at my expense.
Buy it for yourself.
And what will you do now? Carry on teaching?
Yes. What else is there to do? It's my vocation, my duty.
Another actress.
Maybe another actress.
And will you fall in love again? Dream that you're engaged.
Yes, laugh at me. I'm not angry. I deserve it. And I will laugh with you because it's ridiculous, really ridiculous. I'm a poor man. I have learned to work for hard-earned money. Well, I shall go on working. But I presume to love. And it was a luxury I was not entitled to.
Oh, what a darling he is.
We, the poor wretches, the workers, have joys which you do not know and cannot understand. Good conversation over glasses of tea or bottles of beer, about books which you don't read, about the progress of science which you know nothing of, about the successes of civilization in which you are not interested. What more could we need? But I trespassed into a foreign province, into a province of pleasure, careless time-wasting, into a world of beautiful women, of champagne, bouquets, and expensive presents. Well, of course I was ridiculous.
How sweet he is.
So, you're not angry. And I thought you'd challenge me to a duel.
What for? You and I have a duel, a continual duel, a constant battle. I enlighten, you corrupt.
Nobly said.
So let's have some more champagne.
So we'll fight on. You do your work and I'll do mine and we shall see who tires first. You will soon give up. There's not much lasting attraction in frivolity. And when you're old, your conscience will make you ashamed. Of course, there are some who preserve their capacity to flit with astonishing lightness from flower to flower into great old age, but they are exceptions. I will do my work until the end. And if I stop teaching, stop believing in the possibility of improving people, or with a faint heart sink into idleness and give up everything, then you can buy me a pistol, and I will thank you.
Oh, champagne, for God's sake.
Yes, yes, make it a dozen bottles.
Champagne, champagne.
Alexander,
In Artists and Admirers by Alexander Ostrovsky, translated by David Laveau and Hanif Qureshi, Sasha was played by Natasha Richardson, the Prince by John Moffat, Martine by John Horsley, and Domna by Anne Jameson. David Ashton played Bakin, George Parsons, Velikatov, Peter Woodthorpe, Romilov, John Grillo, Gavril, Sean Prendergast, Pyotr, Tessa Worsley, Nina, Robin Summers, Vasya, and John Church, the station porter. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.